Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
We have some things off the top here. Welcome to Shields and Yarnell, your 1978 primetime mime show.
Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
And I both have on black turtlenecks.
This is the time on Sprockets when we dance. The monkey. 309 says that after the show, we're going to cosplay Trinity and Neo.
I know kung fu.
It's like we got cut from ninja tryouts or something.
I got my nunchucks. I'm a throwing stars. I'm sorry. You're not on the list.
You guys are about to bully the Griswolds.
That sounds like a euphemism for something.
The Christmas vacation.
What's he
couple.
Doing? He's back in the room bullying the Griswolds.
That lives next door.
It looks like you guys are going to audition for Friends.
I'm really sorry.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Happy Hump Day. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Mike Florio will be our guest at 10 o'clock. We have the long-awaited Midday Midway at 10:40. Hub Arkish at 11. He will take your phone calls as well today. We got a lot going on, and following all the news and all this voluminous list of interview names for all these open positions on the Bears, my goodness, just keeping track of everybody piling in to Halas Hall, both virtually and otherwise. 312-644-6767. That's the Score listener line. It's powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You send an email to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You're texting in the text zone. Did I mention that? Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online. RosenHyundai.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply.
You just did.
Twitter at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. I do not have a houndstooth hoodie, which can probably be interpreted as a very subtle and low-key troll of Alabama fans.
Except it says made in Chicago, because it's the shy 1833 swag, and houndstooth is in.
I did. There was a cutaway during the national championship game of an elderly male Bama fan with the actual Bear Bryant hat on, and they showed him. Just at first, he was all excited, and then they showed him sad-faced and disappointed.
They've had enough titles. Lawrence Holmes, come at me.
Agree 100%.
And Nick Saban showed a real amount of humanity and class and compassion after the game.
Is he becoming likable?
He is playing with all of the house money. So I would argue, yes.
Is a face turn this late in one's career?
Is it a face turn, or is he just more public with it now?
I think they're the same thing.
I don't think so.
Oh, you think that people have always known he's actually kind of a good...
I think those who know him personally in a non-public space probably have always, you know, liked him, but
public face turn. Then maybe it's just he kind of just... Either he's not worried about playing a character, or it's just what happens to people later in life.
Also, like, I would be very proud of what he's done in the coaching ranks as well. That's really nice and redeeming. Like, he's got a lot to be proud of. Didn't think that was coming today, but here we are.
If you download the Odyssey app, you can stream the score on your mobile devices, and you can interact with the show and the station various other places as well. Our favorite is Twitch. It is at twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. You check it out now. You can get all of it, including our production staff that you can actually see there doing the jobs that they do. The Twitch feed and the chat are directed by Evan Thomas and Connor O'Donnell. You can get a look there at our executive producer, Rick Camp, our sound man, Mike Rankin. And the seat that often in the back is that of the executioner, Ray Diaz, who does the stuff that he does. My head is spinning with Bears names right now. And, you know, I could tell you I like this guy, I like that guy. I think I've come to a conclusion in large part as we start looking over some of the resumes of these people.
The Bears are going to screw it up.
Yes, that's what underlies all of this.
All these people are part of the search. Oh, wait, they all report to Ted.
Even though they said after getting the job, they might not. There's a really, really good piece in The Athletic by John Greenberg who brought up something that I was a little mad at myself for not thinking about it more. And he talks about the mechanism of title inflation and the mechanism in baseball specifically. He talks about Theo Epstein coming to the Cubs, and it wasn't the Cubs' idea to make him president of baseball operations on the same level as Crane Kenny. That was in negotiations. That was when you want a guy or a woman, and that person is powerful in the negotiation. Sometimes you give somebody a title that you weren't offering.
Yeah, it's called negotiation.
Right.
Sweet. And that's what happens when you have qualified candidates, by the way.
What if Kwesi Adofo-Mensah says, I'll take that Bears job. I've got three offers right here, but I'll take the Bears job if you put me on the same footing as Ted Phillips and make me president, and then I'll go hire a general manager to do some of this stuff. You know, some of this you hope in a healthy organization, you hope is fluid, and you hope that some of these things in an open market, in, like you say, in a negotiation, if someone else has more power, if you've already ceded power to the ghost of Bill Polian, you might as well cede power to someone you really want to hire. It's okay.
Are you really ceding power if that's just how they do their job?
The Bears would be. And that's why I'm terribly dubious that it would ever happen because of the Bears wanting to cling to their phony baloney jobs.
Well, also, I think we should probably say this because we're the ones with the non-real jobs and our listeners have real jobs.
Yeah, that phony baloney job alert. Hello.
Yeah, so credit to you guys for having real jobs. I hear they can be very profitable. That seems like a good idea as well. But part of the reason you hire consultants a lot of times is because you can blame them later if you make the wrong decision. Keep that in mind.
Not only does the ghost of Bill Polian provide the sheen of football knowledge, it gives you the ripcord of plausible deniability.
Well, Bill Polian said we should hire this guy. Did he? Or have you shown enough of yourselves?
And apparently Bill Polian told you to fire these guys, too. If you follow the reporting, Bill Polian has been directing, guiding the Bears from behind the curtain for a little bit longer than maybe people cared to think.
Did you need Bill Polian to tell you that?
I didn't. You didn't. But maybe they did.
Really?
I also have come to a maybe kind of arbitrary conclusion about the next Bears top executive. And this sounds oversimplified, but hear me out a little bit. I want the Bears general manager or president, whoever's replacing Jerry Angelo and Phil Emery and Ryan Pace, is it too much to ask that that person, at the very least, is really smart? At the very least, you know that person has established intellectual heft.
If I had to create a dream candidate for one, Daniel Bernstein.
Ouch.
Wouldn't smart be on there? Like, but, isn't that the one thing that, like, really matters? Like, if you're coming up with, like, the buzzwords that we heard, let's refresh you on those. Tough, gritty, smart, opportunistic, winning football. For Dan, it would be smart, war.
wins above replacement in that regard, not necessarily bellicose. In that, but,
right. But, wins above replacement.
I mean, he liked Trustman for those reasons.
I did.
Win the press conference.
Well, but when it comes to GM, think about it for a moment here. Jerry Angelo, say whatever you want. He never came across as one of the smartest guys in the room. Same with Phil Emery. Same with Ryan Pace. When I start reading about the resumes of some of these guys, at the very least, that's what I can never quibble with a lot of these baseball hires. Like these guys, you're talking about really, really smart dudes.
Nerds run baseball now.
I'm okay with if you just want to say this person is going to have a huge say in Bears football, and maybe he can tell Ted to get out of my office. I'm working on stuff that's more important. Go build your stadium. That make. Just let's have a guy who's smarter than Jerry Angelo, who's smarter than Phil Emery, and who's smarter than Ryan Pace. Let's start there.
But here's the thing, though, is to me, like, be competent and be confident enough in your decision-making where you are comfortable enough to say, I don't know. Does that come off as smart?
Yeah.
No?
Well, sometimes secure enough in yourself to know what you don't know, to ask that, to start those meetings by saying, what don't we know?
I just think, like, too many times our own personal definitions of some of these words come into play here. And that's why it's a good idea to have something that isn't just some generic word that you use as a compliment for someone to be the actual candidate. Because too many times you're thinking about the last candidate you have.
Mm-hmm.
I like to call it the second wife hire. Where they're exactly the opposite of your first, which actually means you're still letting the first one dictate the second one. Now, aren't you? So if you stick to your own rubric and your own principles, and they aren't just basic words and your definitions of them, then you can actually do something like the criteria that Robert Mays, for example, illustrated. At least have some sort of basis that is rooted in process and production rather than words that make you feel good.
I also think a little bit later in the show, we'll get to the way Mike Lombardi defined that about using in words economically to have an understanding, to have something, to have a basis that you can keep going back to that informs why you're doing what you're doing and how you're doing it.
One would call it standard operating procedure or standard criteria, which perhaps we've seen in Nick Saban, which is why he's setting up all these coaches to succeed. There are systems in place. Nick Sirianni talked about systems. You wouldn't have described him as smart.
No, I wouldn't have. But he acted on, and didn't he say we're going to be smart? What was the exact quote?
It was something about we're going to have systems, and the systems are going to be hard but easy. It was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
But the football has been good.
We hope that however this happens, that the Bears take a big swing and maybe they close their eyes and the ball hits the meat of the bat for the first time.
We're going to have systems in place that are easier to learn.
And you know what happened? He was probably right because it seems like that's the case and it's working.
When we come back, let's talk about the Bulls game last night a little bit, the game tonight, the stretch for them. They made history last night. The Bulls last night did something no NBA team has ever done. Bernstein and Rahimi on the score.
We also will put in systems of football.
Cunningham to Stewart, who just flipped it high into the air. Vucevic had come over to help on Cunningham with ball.
Well, Stewart is one of those guys, he just lives in the paint. He's like Oscar the Grouch. You know, he just stays in one area. That's his trash can right in there. He's not going to shoot threes. He's not going to be on the perimeter shooting.
That's why he's so angry all the time.
Yeah, he's going to be right in
there.
He's just going to be right in that paint. Six and in.
Oscar, you're a grouch. What do you think?
Exactly.
I have been in big-time basketball locker rooms following this wonderful sport, at least semi-professionally, starting in September of 1987. I have never heard the Oscar the Grouch reference for a player who's only allowed that little area to stay in his can. That's where he lives. He's always there. You open the lid, and there he is.
It's like Oscar the Grouch. That's his trash can right in there.
That's why he's so angry all the time.
Yeah, he's going to be right in
there. I laughed so hard when I heard that last night.
Did you get the secondary reference from Adam?
NBC Sports Chicago.
The secondary reference from Adam was to the Dave Chappelle Sesame Street bit.
See, that I did not get.
Easter egg.
Yeah, because it was Because it was like the kid goes up to Oscar and is like, Oscar, why are you such a grouch? And he's like, I live in a trash can.
Well, I've never heard that. And the fact that he's got now a long-form Sesame Street thing going on, that when you saw the shots a couple weeks ago of the like the six-year-old girl, adorable little girl with her dad, and they made a Cookie Monster sign, is there cookies on it? Like, now if you've got Oscar the Grouch in there, he's got a whole Sesame Street world, and you can start adding up points with the count. Ah, ah, ah. There's a million ways he can go here. It's just, it's so great. And that broadcast last night was stoned. He and Adam Amin, I swear to Adam's like, hey, we haven't hung out in a while. Like, they just sounded like two people who happened to have a game in front of them. And it was awesome.
Well, it also wasn't a very competitive game.
It was a horrible basketball game. It was a terrible basketball game. But they were so relaxed so early and just comfortable.
So were the Bulls.
And fun.
Everybody was free and easy last night.
I didn't think it would get like that. When it got to 25, we left and watched a Chopped. Because it's just enough, you know. 25 at that point, you know, it's over, and you know, when FanDuel's, you know, cutting off the betting at that point, being like, you guys are on your own.
No, it's actually over when it says zero on the clock and the game is finished. That's how you know it's over.
Yeah, but you know when to leave, and then if Twitter tells,
I'm being a jerk.
If Twitter tells you to come back, you come back. So Bulls
league
made
pass alert.
Right.
Oh, the league pass alert.
Bulls made history last night.
How?
First time in NBA history, thanks, of course, to longtime stat guy Jeff Feyerer, who is on Twitter at JF_FEY. Really good follow. First time in NBA history, a team has won by at least 45, shot at least 54% from the floor, made at least 15 threes, had at least 30 assists, and at least 60 rebounds.
But how many assists was it, Rick Camp, as we watched the drive for 35?
Yeah, once the Bulls hit 30, I always start the hashtag drive for 35, but they slacked. They hit 30 with like 7.5 left in the game and only got to 33.
I saw that. I was waiting to see what was going to happen because every time they get close, if like they're on pace to get over 30 assists, I just wait. I wait patiently for your tweet.
So the first time they got 35 assists when Donovan was head coach, I referenced it on the postgame show to Wennington. He almost lost it. I was so close to getting him to break. I being like, you know, man, the Bulls passing the ball great tonight. They hit the magic number of 35 assists. And it just like hurt a snicker.
How many times this year have we had 30 assists? I'm not sure. Do you guys know? I'm not sure. So we talk about getting 35. That's kind of our goal, is to get 35.
Our goal is to score 175 points per game.
I will never forget being in that press conference, and Cody and Tony Gill and I all just kind of went, what?
A what? What?
There was a quintessential Bulls possession, and it was probably after you had turned off the game, and I was just like, happy Good Sports was on. And there it was late third quarter, and there were just three people beyond the arc, wide open as can be, and all three passes were made, and then it was Lonzo on the wing who like just casually hits the three. And I'm like, man, this is so good. And then his closeouts, like what he was running all over the court to begin that game. The amount of ground they expect him to cover defensively is unrealistic for most people, and he pulls it off.
I also think that what he does after a closeout to then often peel back and intercept a bounce pass, like that physical transition is really difficult because it also has, you also have the mental anticipation of knowing the play that they're running. Caruso does it sometimes too. Lonzo's really good at peeling back and at least tapping away or sometimes intercepting a pass. The other thing too, watching Io avoid ball screens, watching him make himself as thin as a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard.
That takes so much practice. And nobody in college teaches that. That's something he has learned.
And the significance, too, of fighting through a screen to pick up the defender who's still dribbling so sure. Vooch doesn't have to cover the ball handler.
It stops in the drop defense. It keeps him up higher than he otherwise would be, which is really nice, which helps defend against the lobs that to which the Bulls can be susceptible. Here's another note for you. Last night, Lonzo Ball became only the second player in Bulls history to achieve a certain stat profile. This had only been done in 1998 by Scottie Pippen. On February 28th of 1998, against the Sacramento Kings, Scottie Pippen did this, but now Lonzo Ball is the second player in Bulls history to have at least 18 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 threes, 3 steals and a block with one or fewer turnovers. It's the second time that has ever been achieved.
On the third Tuesday of the month.
Correct.
And
right. While wearing a fake mustache. I mean,
and on the day Dan and Layla had matching turtlenecks.
Right.
That's why these things are fun.
Right. Also, they play the Nets tonight. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Are you doing postgame?
I am.
Rick Camp in studio postgame.
I will not be in studio.
Rick Camp is in the studio in your mind.
Dan, I was just going to ask you to turn the thermostat up. So by the time we got in here, it would actually be reasonable.
This is, there's an issue here. We need somebody in HVAC to fix this thing.
Next up, we're going to talk football. Mike Florio has been absolutely on the muscle on so many different things. Bears,
Olin Kreutz for one.
He is, I think the Florio blowtorch is going to be out. We're just going to let him fire away next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.